Okay, so moving on from the sphere of Gevura. Last week we spoke about Chesed. And we'll do Gevura Mitzvah Hashem and then Tiferes, and that will at least have allowed us to complete what's known as the Zayin Tachton in the seven lower spheres, the seven Midos. According to the explanation of Rav Matl, the Rebbe Shlita. What we saw last week regarding the sphere of Chesed, Chesed was defined, well, let's just explain how we classically define Chesed. Chesed, the mid of Chesed, we associate with kindness. And that's the translation of the Torah throughout. Pashtus of the word Chesed is kindness. What we saw last week from the Rebbe is that we have to take definitions in Pshat and then bring them down into Primius. And to try to understand the core nature of the Midah. To say that Midah is kindness is a limitation of what truly defines the Midah of Chesed. To say that it's kindness, if a person would even go through the entire Torah and try to define it that way, he's going to run into some difficulties. For example, the Torah tells us in the Parsha of Arayas that if a man marries a sister, the Torah calls this a Chesed. Chesed who? And Chazal say Chesed here is used in a context of the opposite of kindness. Now, of course, it could be explained in Pnimius perfectly fine how it refers to kindness. What we should see is two things. A, is that Zed Umaseh Asalakim, that Hashem made everything in this world with a parallel. That what there is on the right side is also going to be on the left side. So it could be that in this context, the Torah is using the word Chesed as not as a kindness of Kedusha, but as a kindness of the Sitracha. So maybe it does mean kindness. But kindness is a very broad word. It has to be defined. Where are you? Are you on the right side? Or are you on the left side? So it has to be defined. Hi, Chaim. There's printouts over here. Or, alternatively, maybe the Torah is telling us that Chesed in a very specific way means kindness, but delving deeper into Chesed will reveal that to say Chesed is kindness is very limiting to Chesed. And that's what we saw last week, that when we break down the Midah of Chesed, which is the very first sphere which we encounter on our way down from the Moichin into the Midos, the Rebbe explained Chesed as the koyach of his spashtus. The koyach, in other words, of mina koyach alapaya, for something to become revealed, for something to go from being contained, concealed, hidden, to being revealed. That's the quality of Chesed. It's very true, because when we take a look at how the spheres are aligned, so we have the Moichin, which is Keser, Chachma, Bina, and Das, and that's always referred to as the Alma des Kasir, the hidden world. The spheres which are hidden, and they are very hidden, because when we line up the spheres according to the body parts, so there's a lot of stuff going on inside the head, right? Keser, Chachma, Bina, and Das. Right? That's all contained within our heads. Whereas as soon as you go into the lower seven spheres, which correspond to other body parts, so Chesed takes the whole right arm, and then Gevura takes the left arm, the difference is very obvious. That the lower parts of the body, which correspond to the lower spheres, we see them. We know how to use them. They're tangible. I can hold my right arm. I can hold my Chesed. But if I had to talk about Chesed, Bina, and Chachma, Bina, and Das, you can't hold that. What? You can't stick your hand into your head, and you wouldn't be able to hold it if you could. Just because you're holding the brain doesn't mean you're holding your Chachma. But the point is, you can't even get there because it's concealed. What you're talking about is not revealed. So that's Chachma, Bina, and Das. So therefore, as soon as we make that switch, we cross that bridge from Chachma, Bina, and Das into the lower seven spheres, which are called the Amad Eskalia, the revealed spheres, HaNiglois, Lanu Levaninu. The revealed ones are for us and for our children. So we enter into the world of Hispashtus Minakoyach Lepar. And that's true because the Midos will only reveal what the Moichin are telling it to do. The arm doesn't move by itself. If I'm moving the right hand or the left hand, I'm doing so because there's instruction from the Chachma Bina and Das. They're giving orders. They're giving commands. They're in charge. They're the boss. To the parts of our body to do what they're supposed to do in the way that they're supposed to do them for the purpose which they're supposed to do them. Sof Maisa, the Machshava Techila. But the Kalim of Maisa, which are called the Sof, are being told what to do by the Machshava Techila. We have to understand the relationship between the two. So Chesed, if we take a look at the spheres as they are in order, where Chesed begins, it very much, this definition of what the Rebbe explained Chesed last week as, really sizes up exactly what Chesed is about. Again, the reason why we're setting this up is because we're going to now have to understand, it's a hakdama to understanding of Gevurah, it's not just a Chazara, although in Beis Medrash B'l'Chiddush, we're explaining a little bit more than we explained last week. But in order to better understand the quality of Vura, we have to go back for a moment to explain what did we do in Chesed by explaining it al pi pnimius. We took it out of its broader connotation of kindness. Let me explain that kindness is just a quality of what really Chesed is about, which is the quality of mina koyach elapoyel, which is hispashtos. By the way, the general quality of Kedusha is to be nispashet. Like we find that anything which is shaykh to Kedusha, if it's a true Kedusha, if it's an emes to Kedusha, it will naturally have the ability to be nispashet. That's in halacha, and that's just how Kedusha works. The Gemara tells us that if a person is makdish, in the beginning of Mesachas Kedusha, the Gemara is trying to understand the dynamics of Kedusha, and the Gemara wants to compare it to being makadish, an animal. And the Gemara says, if a person is makad, if a person says, Hari regel zula oila, if he's makadish, just the regel of the animal, so the Gemara says that you can't just be makadish the regel, it'll be mispashe bakula. The whole animal will become hegdish if you just try to limit the hegdish just to the regel of the behema. Why? Because the tev of kedusha is to be mispashe. So true kedusha will blossom, it will grow. It may meet challenges. There may be minis, but a real kedusha will have a teva to be mispashe. We see that every single day in davening. When we come to the higher olamas, as we plow our way through davening, and we come to Baruchos Hashem HaMavayrach, and into the brachas of Birchas Kriyashma, so we say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvokos, Maloich HaLa'aretz Kvade. As soon as we mention Hashem's Kedusha, and we say, Kadosh, 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 we talk about, hi Steve, there's a hand out over here, we talk about the Hispashas of Kedusha. Kadosh, Hashem's Kedusha, should be Mamalit Kol Olam Kula. That's the Teva of Kedusha. Teva of Kedusha is to be Nespashet. And so therefore, Chesed and Kedusha go hand in hand. If Kedusha is not synonymous with Chesed, then it's not real Kedusha. And these two things are together. If it's a real Kedusha, it will be together with the Midah of Chesed, and it will have the Koyach to be Nespashet. That's something to keep in mind. Okay, with that Hakdama in place, let's take a look at the Midah of Gevurah. Gevura is the opposite of Chesed. The Aflefi Masher Biyarnu, even according to that which we explained, Harei Kasher HaGevura Po'el Sigam Kimitzad Midas HaChesed. Even when Gevura is Po'el, it's Po'el through Chesed. Shebalav Midas HaChesed Lo Haya Yochel Lifol Klal. Without Chesed, Gevura wouldn't be able to do anything. We'll let the Rebbe speak a little bit, and we'll be mefarish in this section. Without Chesed, they won't be able to be any Gvur. Mikol makom, l'maisa oifen ha'pula shel ha'gvura ha'inu sheha'gvura mitzamtzemes. Okay, actually, before we see that line, let's go back for a second. The fact that we run into Chesed before a Gvura, the way that it works in the Kedusha is that whenever you pass a Nida, you don't leave it behind. You always take it with you. So therefore, if you're going to go into Gvura, you have to take Chesed with it. But the Chlal, what the Rebbe was saying was, if you understood what I had told you earlier about the Midah of Chesed, when we explained Chesed, we had said that the Midah of Chesed is Azul B'chul Yoyma, but the Midah of Chesed goes along with all the other Midahs. And we explained that Chesed is the Midah of Siyata D'Shmaya, and Siyata D'Shmaya has to accompany all the Midahs and all the spheres because nothing can work without Siyata D'Shmaya. That's the very first conclusion that a person should have. It's the very first and the very last and really the everything is that if you have proper moichin, chachma bina das, so you would define chesed as being a siyata d'shmaya, and to recognize that anything which will have any hatzlacha will require siyata d'shmaya, and the sweeter which most defines the mead of siyata d'shmaya is the mead of chesed. So therefore, Gvur will need chesed, Tiferes will need chesed, everything will need chesed. Chesed has to go along with all the spheres. Because they can't act without siyata d'shmaya, they can't act without chesed. So that's Aleph that the Rebbe is saying, going back on last week, help us understand the quality of Gvur. But now, aside from that, as we define chesed as the koyach of his pashtas, Gvura, which is the opposite of that, is going to be necessary, like we had said, to understand chesed, to explain Gvur. Now let's go back to where we were up to. So, beside from the fact that Gvur will need chesed, mikol makom, l'maisa oifen ha-pa'ula shal ha-gvura ha-inu shah-gvura mitzamtzam. The quality of Gvura is tzimtzum. A very big word, going back to the sefsechein shurim, tzimtzum really is a code word for a very important process in Ma'aseh Bereishis. But the Mida, which is associated for any process of Tzimtzum, is the Sphere of the Mida of Gvura. Gvura is Mitzamtzemes, Vezu Pulasa, that's its function. Shehi Mitzamtzemes, says Kochos HaNefesh, Ba'ifen Shalo Yifalu. It's Mitzamtzem, the Kochos HaNefesh, which don't allow them to be Poyal. Which, meaning to say, it doesn't allow them to be Nispash. Meaning every Mida has a pa'ula. And so just like chesed needs to accompany all the spheres, because chesed says, express yourself. Reveal yourself in the koyach elapayel. Chesed has to go along because chesed says, act. Make a pa'ula. Gvura is the opposite, and Gvura says, don't be poil. So if Gvura goes along with any sphere, the Gvura of that Mida will be to say, I know this is what you like to do. But Gvura says, shut down. It's the shutdown button on that.
Thank you.
Problem. El yikansu l'seich atzman v'lo yispashtu l'teich achir. It goes within, and it doesn't allow his spashtus beyond. That's Gvur. V'davei zeh yachol liyos mikam atamen. And this could be for numerous reasons. V'itachin sheva machmas sinah. A person can have tzimtzum because he just doesn't like something. That's why he's not engaging in it. Generally speaking, chesed and ahava go together. We do chesed for those who we like. So since they're opposite ends of each other, hashtas is that gvura is used in a matzav of if a person is feeling a distaste for something. Why would you not want to make kesher? To connect. Why would you hold yourself back in your kochos in this situation? You don't want to extend yourself that way, in that direction, because you don't want to give to that person because you're feeling feelings the opposite of. So therefore, normally, when using the midah of gvura, that's because there's a sinna towards that thing. Therefore, there's a tzimtzum, there's a gvura, there's a withholding. Which is the opposite of ava, which again is associated with chesed.
Why does it necessarily need to be sin? I mean, unlimited overflow of chesed can cause damage.
Correct. So that's what the Rebbe said very carefully. But yeah, there could be many reasons why. He says, could be for many reasons. Then he said, "Yitachin that it'll come from sin." I mean, I think sin is just the go-to because it's the most basic reason why you would be mitzamtzen lechatchila. You're right. Like there would be a situation where,
and I can think of many. I mean, even right. A parent to a child, you're not going to have unlimited chesed.
100%.
And I think the paradigm of gvura is not sin.
Correct.
It's just the opposite.
Right.
Chesed needs to be tempered by gvura in order to really be effective.
Correct. So. Chesed, as we define chesed, if we were just to look at it in a vacuum, we would just explain that chesed is the mida of giving, hispashtas. So he created a scenario where it's in full throttle, meaning that you're understanding gvura like purely gvura. Purely gvura would be a situation of sinna, but you're right. There's going to be many relationships in and in between, in which case there's going to be combinations of chesed, and there's always going to have to be gvul to that chesed, and that will be gvura. But if we just take a look at it, as is, yeah. So then we would say gvura, and sinna would be the reason. Now, by the way, sinna doesn't have to be because you hate somebody who you really shouldn't be hating. You know, that's how we probably looked at this, and they were like, you know, why would you not make a kasher with somebody? Shouldn't you have, why would you there ever be a need to be a midah of tzimtzum, of gvura? Teretz is because there are things which we have to distance ourselves from. There are things which we should hate. There are things in this world where we have a mitzvah to hate. Oyev Yashem, sinura. Sinura. We say that on Friday night davening, right? Because Friday to Shabbos is the world of Ava, and the week is the world of Yira. And so when we enter into the world of Shabbos, when Ava is the way that it's supposed to be, so we have to be limited with our Ava. And because our Ava is in the direction towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so our Ava for Hashem is so strong that we'll say about that, Ayav Hashem, Sinura, those who truly love Hashem, they hate the Ra because the Ra hates Hashem. And that's a very holy sinner. So just like we normally will say, well, Ava is just such a beautiful midah, and sin is a terrible thing. So people who fall into the Ava camp, they're great people. People who fall into the sinner camp, they're terrible. That's not true. And in the same way that there are things which we have a mitzvah to hate, there's things which we have a mitzvah to love, and a mitzvah not to love. There's averas in loving too. And there's mitzvah in sinner. So that's why they're called midas. It's not like it's right and to the left. These are the good guys. These are the bad guys. These are all midas which we demonstrate. And a person who is a bar seichel, he uses chachma bina das. He's going to make decisions. L'shem shemaim, hopefully, when to use his chesed and when to use his gvur. Something to keep in mind. Let's continue. So amnam yesh baza aimek. Let's go a little deeper. Lama nikris hamida gevura v'lay nikris tzimtzum. Why is the mida taka called gevura and it's not called tzimtzum? So your name should be who you are. So if it's really about tzimtzum, then why is it called gevura? Imifashihim miskaberes latzamtzim atzma. If you'll tell me, because essentially you use gevura to be mitzamtzim, it's defining the quality which causes tzimtzum. Halagam midas achesed miskaberes lefol hispashe felitin chesed lekabel shaychesim mazulas. However, the mid of chesed is also misgaber to be poel. Many times the mid of chesed, you have to be misgaber in order to be moitzim in a koyach lepoel, to be mispashet, and to give chesed and to be mekabel shaychesim mazulas. So if you're going to tell me that gevura causes tzimtzum, well, I could tell you gevura causes chesed too. Sometimes you have to be a gibor to do chesed.
Can't you ask why isn't gvura called tzimtzum as the act of doing something? Can you say why isn't chesed really called hispashtus?
Yeah, probably could have asked that the other way too. V'adarabba, maybe this will answer both. V'adarabba, yoyisek kasha lifol mishalai lifol. If you think about it, I could argue, adarabba, it's harder to be poyal than to not be poyal. Meaning, in order to go into action, if that requires a certain strength to push the button to do, then I can make the argument that really I should actually call chesed gvura. Because if we're trying to define things by the effort which it takes, maybe it takes more effort to do chesed than it takes not to do chesed. In which case, maybe if you're going to begin this discussion, I can swing it the other way and say, okay, maybe we should call chesed gvura. If gvura means input, v'nimsa yeshayiser his gabos mean this a chesed, maybe this a gvura. Maybe there's more gvura to chesed than there is gvura to gvura. Obviously, that can't be the case. It's just setting up the obvious. Aval ha'inyan hu, what this is really about, ki oifin hativi shalamidas uhispashtas. The natural way is hispashtas. The teva. The teva is nis hispashtas. Ki zehu kol inyan hamidas, because as we explained, chesed is not just the first midah, it defines all the midas. Asher kulam mushrashim mezeh ha'inyan shoy bonash on kivyachol kavanasa lahiti litin leatzas min koyach elapayal. Chesed is the first sfira, it's the first midah, because it's teaching us a yasoid in the spheres and in the midas, that the world was created lahaitiv, and lahaitiv means chesed. And so therefore, since the kavana ilah, the original intent, was for the purpose of chesed, that Hashem wanted to be meitiv, he wanted to do chesed, that means when things are operating smoothly like they should, Chesed doesn't require any effort. It just is. That's the natural. Let's continue, because I know he's going to speak it out. The Arizal explains that the whole purpose of creation, Shehi Mifas, and Hashem wanted to be called Racham V'chanan. He wanted to reveal these attributes of love and mercy, which of course are all associated with kindness. Kol midos tovos, all the good midos, aval lifnei habriyah hayah kivyachol Racham V'chanan b'kayach. The Arizal explains that Hashem didn't have the name Racham V'chanan. Everything was just potential, was not actual. Well, acha habriyah, but now, post ma'aseh bereishis, yesh lo kvar al mida rachim. With we being created, Hashem has whom to be merachim. That's a very big accomplishment. This is not the only reason, of course. This is just one of some reasons that the Arizal explains, which are just one of a few reasons of endless reasons why Hashem created the world, which are certainly hanistaras Hashem alakeinu. But this was the kavana habiyah, which we understand that Hashem wants us to understand at least, is that He wanted to be called Racham V'chanan and to do Chesed, and we are to be the recipients of that Racham V'chanan Chesed. V'harei ki kol amidos mushrashim minyan zeh sheretzon lasas b'koyach el hapoel. Therefore, it can be said that all the midos, they have a shayrish in Hashem's ratzon to reveal min hakoyach el hapoel. Chesed is explaining the journey. It's explaining the purpose. Chesed is coming to tell us what this was all about. What was going on kivyachol in Hashem's head? What was all that chachma bina and das? What was that thought process in creating ma'aseh bereishis? You want to know what it's about? Sphere number one, chesed. But it has to do with being megala mina koyach el hapoel. Since chesed means megala koyach el hapoel, it's coming to tell us something about ribono shel olam and ma'aseh bereishis. Oylam chesed imana. That Hashem was a hidden Racham V'chanan. He had the potential to do Racham V'chanan, but he needed a recipient. So He created us. And now He could be called Racham V'chanan. Min HaKoyach El HaPoyel. Chesed. So we see Chachma, Bina, and Da'as Chesed, Min HaKoyach El HaPoyel, is explaining my separations. He's not done. Let's continue. U'mamein l'kasher ha'milus poyelus k'meshe mishorshan. When the midos are healthy, when they're running the way that they should, and they're revealing themselves. The natural flow is that it reveals itself. It does not need to be nesgaber in order to do this process. But when they want to go against their nature, there needs to be a gevura. There needs to be a resistance. That's why Simson Erech Chesed is called his Gabbis. That's why it's called Gevura. Because the Teva is to be Poyel. And you need a Gevura to stop it from being Poyel. Because all the Midas have the Teva of Chesed. That's why Tzimtzum is called Gvura. Because it requires a Gvura to be Mitzamsim on healthy Midas, which by definition are Chesed and want to reveal. When Hashem is Mitzamsim himself, Kivyochel, Mitzamsim is Koyches, and he's not Mashpia and he's not Poyel, that's called Gvura. We see from here, ki chesed hi av of his pashtas, and gvura is the opposite of ava and his pashtas, which is tzimtzum, and sinna, which is the hepech of av. Again.
I don't understand that line, alakasha reitzes lifo hepech darkanatulis. Why would I have that?
Well, you were the one who had said just a few minutes ago that there has to be a gvul sometimes to the chesed.
Is that what he's referring to?
Yeah.
That they would want to go against their nature?
Yeah.
Why would Chesed ever want to go against its nature on its own? And why does it need to be limited? Why didn't Hashem just stop there after Chesed? Be Mashpia, go.
Well, you have to be Mashpia in a way where the Mekabel can receive it, and if the Mekabel can't receive it, then it will destroy it.
So
that's
much,
called Shvira Sakelin. Yeah, so that was the process, that he tried that. Of course, nothing was trial and error. I mean, it was all like we say, Ashura the Chatchila was Avin Amidas, there was an intention. But those who know a little bit about the Seder Maisa Bereshis, Hashem created preliminary Kalim, and he gave them all their R. Each one said, I want to receive it, I want to receive it. And bang, and boom, and there was shattering of the Kalim, left and right. Because the Kalim weren't able to be makabel, such a Shefa. It was a disaster, and we're still picking up the pieces of that Shvir. That's too much Chesed. But what Hashem was teaching, though, is a very important lesson, is that the Havamina is telling us what his real Ratzin is, that he wants to give everything. But there needs to be a Gvura in order to receive it, on the end of the Mekabel and on the end of the Mashbiya.
So I'll ask one more time the question that doesn't have that to, which is, why didn't Hashem create the Kli that could be Mekabel or the right way?
It's our job, no?
Huh?
It's our job, no? To build the Kelim.
At this point, it's our job. But L'chadchila, why wasn't Chesed created in such a way where it could be Mashbiya unlimited? But there's no answer to that question.
There's not an answer to that question. But the Kelim had a personality. I mean, the Kelim had a Bechira. I mean, the purpose of this world, in a nutshell, is that Hashem wanted to create something which is Atzalam Elokim, which is 100% Bechira. And the Kelim had 100% Bechira. Because Hashem wanted to create something other than himself, kivyachol. Of course, everything is contained within him, but we have 100% free choice. We have to believe that. So the midas which were created, it wasn't just like we said, trial and error. Like the midas didn't know the Ribbono Shel Olam, and they were trying to be makabel everything with good intention, because if Hashem wants to be mashpia everything, there was a Lashem Shemaim in that too. They put their hands up and said, ah, open up their mouths and pour it in.
Right.
But then they broke. Meaning that we learn from experience. You know, ein adam oymed al devei Torah elam kinech shel b'chazal. A person isn't oymed on devei Torah unless the process of trial and error builds us, it corrects us. But because we have free choice, it wasn't that Hashem was in the process of creating the world. Part of creation was that he was giving free choice and 100% bechira to the kingdom, to the Nevi'im. You have to see it that way.
The mahalach of Hashem created the world first with Midas Hadin, and then he came with Midas Rachman.
Right.
Is Din Gura and Rachman Chesed, or that's separate?
Yes. It's synonymous with those terms.
So the Gura was first.
Right. Because you're asking a good question. It's a very long sugya, but it ties into what we just said before, which is that the Seif Ma'isa B'Machshava Tchila. The fact that Hashem wanted to create the world with Midas Adin, and then he saw that it couldn't be Neskayim, so he had to add within Midas Achesed, is that the Havamina to create it with Midas Adin means that his creations should be able to stand on their own two feet and not need his assistance. Meaning, if Hashem wanted to create Kivyachol something outside of himself, so then that's called Din. Din means the Gvul. I'll be here, and you'll be there, and now Hashem will have, you know, a Levado along with his Levado, okay? So, but what happened was that Hashem, in his Achdus, said, no, that's not possible, because I can't create something outside myself without me being a part of it. That's the idea of saying, like, there has to be Chesed first. That's why Chazal say that Hashem took the Midah of Chesed, which is Rachamim, v'hikdim l'midah sadim, v'shatva v'hikdim. I mean, the Havamina was Din, and then Hashem said, nah, that's not going to work. And so then he created, let's say, the Midah of Rachamim, which is Chesed. But not only did he do that, it says he was makdim the Midah of Chesed before the Midah of Din. That's exactly what we see here. There's Chachma, Bina, and Das, then there's Chesed, and there's Gvura. Gvura is the Havamina, which is what's called the Shvira Sakelim. Chazal, in that Chazal, they're hinting to the whole Seder, the Shvira Sakelim, which is why the Havamina to create Din, in which Hashem said, now let's really put Chesed, that's the same thing as saying Shvira Sakelim, and now let's correct it. Going back to the Sif Sechin Shur. That's what that Chazal is touching up in just Soit Siach, Sarfi Kodesh, you know. Chazal have code words, and they say a lot in just a few. But that's the Seif Ma'isa B'Machshava Tchila. The Seif Ma'isa B'Machshava Tchila was, what's the Machshava Tchila? Din. Oh, you can't get there without Hashem Siyata D'Shemaya. You can't do that without Hashem being Mishtatif and being Makdim. That has to come first. You have to exist within Him. You can't exist without out of Him. So we can't leave the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have to stay in His Dalet Amos if we want to fulfill the purpose of creation, which means that the purpose which He wants for us is not to be outside of Him in a way where we say goodbye. It has to be within Him, outside of Him. We have to go through Him, kivyachol, in order to get to the place. He can only create the purpose, the final destination. And so if we disregard Him and try to get there, then that's havoc. That's what we see in the world today. The whole reason why there's a fight against the Ribbono Shel Olam is because they're trying to get where they're supposed to go. You understand? They're trying to get into a place where they could like show their independence and be separate and be like, oh, this is me. But the mistake is that you got to go through the Ribbono Shel Olam to get there. You can't do that on your own. So that's why La'as HaLavo, we're going to see, and it's going to be part of the Shaykh La'as HaLavo, is that right now, we see that there's a very big sin against the Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. Right? We have no strings attached. You can't say the word God. There's no such thing. Blah, blah, blah. Where's that coming from? It's coming from a place of where about the Nevarim are fighting for their independence, because wasn't that the purpose of creation? It's that you have creations which are independent, that they should have a full Bechira. They should be able to say, I and me. Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give us, that also means to be B'Tzelem Elokim. He wants his creations to enjoy his atzmius, which means like everything which he is, he wants to give to his creation. So everybody's fighting for that atzmius. Problem is that you can't lose sight of Hashem's achdus. You can't do that on your own. You need to go through him. So where's that coming from? Is it really coming from a hatred for the Ribbono Shel Olam? Or is it really like a little child who's like kicking in, you know, I gave my kid a little too many candies. I had to be mitzamtzim on my chesed today. And so it hurt. You know, I suffered from that simsim because, you know, he wasn't happy to have 3 or 4 candies and a popsicle and this and that. You know, that's what you get from a 4-year-old. Right? Because a 4-year-old doesn't realize that if you want to have independence from your tati, you have to go through tati. You can't get it without tati. He has to be able to give it to you, that independence. But you have to show that you're going to come onto him. You can't kick in the face the person who's giving you your atzmius. It can only come from that person. He's the provider. What we're going to see, La Salala, is that everything which we call hatred against Kodesh Baruch Hu, was really just Meichem Bekanas. It was really just Nar Ayisa Gamzakanti. It was just, we didn't know. We were trying to do the Ratzon Hashem all along, but we just didn't realize that, how great you are, your achdus, that that's really what it's all about. Just, we just don't know how Hashem's achdus is. That you can't do it in a way, it's impossible. If you could do it another way, you would do it another way. But that wouldn't be total chesed. Hashem, in his infinite wisdom, decided that if you want to have the best, and Hashem doesn't settle for anything best, less than the best, you have to come through his achdus in order to get your... You have to be connected to Zachdus. If you're not connected to Zachdus, then you're nothing. Not only do you not exist, you have to be independent, but you have to be as great as him and be independent. You have to be connected to that, have to have a kesher with that greatness, with that Zachdus. Getting back to the Midos, what the Rebbe was defining is something very important here, in touching up why it's called Gvura. Healthy systems, which are attached to the Kedusha, they're mispashit on their own. They don't need to work hard to flourish. When they're healthy, it works. The body, when a child is born, the body is born brilliantly healthy. That's the way that it's supposed to be. I mean, it's Hashem. Everybody should be zeichet to that. Children, grandchildren, everybody should be healthy. When there's a problem, that's the opposite, meaning that there's a kilkul if it's not 100% healthy. That's a kilkul. Meaning, things that are designed, when they're healthy, they flow. The blood is supposed to flow normally. Everything is supposed to be... Healthy systems mean that they run naturally, associated with healthiness. When things are clogged, then they don't work properly. Kedusha, when it's a healthy Kedusha, it doesn't need to work hard in order to be in its fashion. On its own, meaning that there shouldn't be internal difficulties. Meaning, there is a koyach of the Sitra Acha, which will work on the outside to try to make minias. And then, but the purpose of those minias, by the way, is it's in order to come, not because they have a sinner for the Kedusha, every sinner, every davarah has a pinyas ataif. What it's trying to do is it's trying to elevate the Kedusha to a higher level, because the friction will cause something to get higher. To go higher. And a higher level is that when the kedusha looks at the adversary as like you're a choshech and I'm an or and I'm just going to roll you right over, that's taking the kedusha to a higher level where we don't have to make combat. You're not really here to fight with me. You really want me to get to a level where you'll be masaking me, you'll be or and I'll be your choshech, and then the or will be mayor the choshech, and then it'll be lichtig everywhere. See, even that is only to allow the kedusha to be mespashet vayter. But the teva of kedusha, and at any time, even when it meets opposition, the teva of the kedusha is that to see it as an opportunity to go higher and to go beyond. And the minyas are only to allow that to happen, not because there's a ratzon from Hashem kivyachol, or even in the pinyas of the ra that it should say stop here. If it's a healthy kedusha, the ratzon Hashem is that it should be nespashet, and it has a siyata d'shayata d'shayata, and its teva is to be nespashet. Kadosh kadosh v'loy chalor es kivayda. Real kedusha will have the character of nespashet. If we see that the kedusha is not being nespashet, and taka, there's something wrong, you have to ask yourself, internally what's going on. Maybe it's not so Kaddish. Maybe it's not so the same Shemayim. Maybe it's not so Makosha with Rebbeinu Shlom. Maybe this is not a Ruach the Kedusha. Maybe there's something else here. And then you have to get into the Kishkas and to reevaluate what's going on. It's healthy Kedusha will be in a spashit. And when it runs into opposition, it's a being into a higher place. So, just to redefine, Chesed is Hispashtus, Gevura is Tzimtzum, and these are really Klalim. Chesed is going to be to the right, Gevura is going to be to the left. So Netzach will fall into that category in Chesed, and then Gevura will have a toad, and then Tiferes will be another category, which will have Yisod in the middle. But that's really just the music of Chesed and Gevura. So in a sense, Chesed and Gevura are considered to be Midos Klalios, aside the fact that it comes straight from the Mayachin into the Midos. But it's defining two basic qualities which all the Midos are associated with, which is Chesed, which is really the Teva, and Gevura is just the stop button on Chesed. But really, to define the Midos, they all have to do with Chesed. But even Gevura plays a part into that Chesed because, like Chaim's bringing up, is that Chesed also has to know what to have a Gevura, and if it's not, then it's not Chesed anymore. So even Gevura is extremely vital into the quality of Chesed and to know how to define it and to sustain it to make sure that it's doing the job of Chesed and not the opposite.
It seems like we typically talk about the Midas in the context of human beings and personalities and character traits.
Right.
What role do the Midas play in higher worlds and more spiritual places?
Chesed particularly, or the spheres in general?
It's a general question. Yeah. Is that something that we should think about, or it's really not again at this point?
It's something to think about, but it's more of a limud. The reason why we're talking about it in the context of an Adam is because we can relate to it most because we're an Adam, but because then it becomes halacha lamaisa, because our avoda is tikkun hamidos, and so chassidus really focuses much more on not like the more abstract concept of midos. The Baal Shem Tov took those previous concepts and brought it to the Adam because that has to be the ikar focus. We can get sidetracked if we're in the olamas. But again, everything is a sphera, and everything in the world which is interacting, it's interacting on a previous level, it's interacting on a sphere level. It just, again, mipsoyach selaka. We know what we're talking about when it's in us, but that's our avodah, so we talk about it that way. Okay, shkreif everybody for coming.